Right. You see, it was Bardeen who had the depth. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I told you yesterday that Walter gave a talk here when I was a student, and he referred to a Bardeen and Bratton paper, and he says, every time I read that paper, I learn something. See, it was clear. I watched Bratton come here when I was in Bardeen's lab and talking with John and what would happen and how they would work and whatnot. And it was Bardeen that was constantly sorting out the data. Bardeen wasn't an experimentalist, but he did want to see the data. And he would walk up and look at you making the measurement and actually see you making the measurement and see how you did the measurement and see what the numbers were and all that. Bardeen worked from reality. He didn't like to write empty theory based on just notions and whatnot. Right here where we're sitting, I'm going to interrupt myself. I'm going to say based on how time works, because I'll screw it up otherwise. At least 8 years ago, maybe something like 10 years ago, he called me just about this time of the day. And he said he had these important visitors from Sharp, the Japanese Sharp company, and a vice president and some aide to the vice president and whatnot, and MIN, and could they visit and whatnot. And I said, sure. And see, what I thought, and maybe that's what Bardeen thought, was that they were going to come in and we'd talk about some recent work. They came in and we sat here. I didn't have this thing here, and we sat here and there wasn't as much paper around. And this little guy, the vice president, wanted to know from Bardeen how the transistor was done. He didn't want to talk about new stuff. He wanted to hear from the man himself how they did that. So Bardeen was sitting maybe about where you are, somewhere right around here, and I think I had some chairs here where the guests were, and I was over here someplace, and he looked off, like, into space, like where you are right now. He just sort of stared over there, and he got a funny look on his face. The translator was better with English than the vice president, and at one place, the vice president said to him, did you get, what was your habit of working with theorists, and which theorists did you get most from in your discussions concerning that kind of work? Who did you prefer to work with? Something to that effect.
Uh-huh.
And Bardeen had a funny look on his face and a grin, a sort of smile. And he says, I don't generally work with theorists. He says, I like to work with experimentalists and like to see the data, the facts themselves. In other words, what this guy was finding out was John wasn't really learning about the stuff pertinent to the transistor from Shockley or anybody. He was learning that from his discussions with Pearson, who was an experimentalist in the office, and with Walter, who was in the office. And see, what I knew all this, and so I put all of this into the first version of this.